question.
Yeah.
Can you say something about how Baba wants us to work with humiliation? About humiliation.
Humiliation.
Yeah.
How to handle that, how to work with that, or how you work with it.
It is our dedication and love for Him which helps us. We had many occasions to be humiliated in our life with Him. Yeah, many, many such. But then it is our dedication that we have to stick to Him, be determined to be His, so we can tide over all these humiliations with a smile. I don't know whether it clicks or not with you, but that's how it is. So always keep Him as your constant companion in thoughts, words and deeds. And I think it is easy for one to tide over humiliations. You want to have some examples of humiliation?
Yeah.
That we had?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Oh, you were heading for that. You know, we have our mind, we have our ego. There is no doubt about it. Who the hell are you to tell me? Why do you want me to recount humiliation? Why don't you ask me for something better? You know, that's how the mind goes on. So, but then, living a life with Him, He begins to shave off, you see, all that is there, you see, gradually it gets worn out, but not completely and fully. Still I've got my ego, I get irritated, I blurt out, I say, shut up, you know, all this is there, it goes on. So much so that saying of Baba that came about was because of my short-temperedness. You know that saying? He one day asked me over here, he says, what's the matter with you? Why do you shout at people? He's asking me. Baba, I get irritated. Irritated? Yeah, I get irritated, I get angry, and therefore I blurt out. He says, but why do you have to shout out so loudly? A person is close to you. Can't you speak? You need to have to shout out at him? But I lose my temper, Baba. But why do you lose your temper? I don't know, I get irritated. You see, these are our explanations of a person who is novice, who does not know, although I have led my life with him for years together, and this is how it would be. So then Baba said to us, he addresses us all and says, you know why one shouts at another person when he's angry? Because that person is far removed from his heart, and he has to bridge over that gap, the distance. So that's why he throws his voice, because he has been far removed from his heart. So, maybe so. Then he gives another explanation. You know what happens when two people are in love with each other? Do they shout at one another? Each other? No. They speak softly. And when they are in greater love, very close, what happens? We have seen people whispering. And Baba says that when one gets, the heart gets so close that there's no need for words to just being there. Why? Because the hearts get closer. So there's no need to throw your voice or anything. So then Baba turns the whole thing and says, do you know why I need not speak with you? Because I'm closer to you than your very heart. So there's no need for words to. That's what he changed the whole subject and gave a different perspective. So what we need to do is, well, bear with them and keep Baba in mind in our hearts and thoughts and words and deeds. That's the only thing. But sometimes we do flare up. But time and again we just, and Baba also said this much, that one feels humiliated when one gets when somebody is angry on somebody, when he is subdued, naturally the person feels humiliated. So bear it, knowing fully well how much more so I am humiliated in your midst. So that's how we get over it. And our humiliations were umpteen humiliations. How do we bear up and all that? Because we do it for His sake. That's how. And the examples that I get into my mind now, how many, what should I say? Humiliated from public or from Baba? What examples you want? From Baba or from public? Humiliation coming.
It's the same thing, okay. Isn't it, in a
way? Okay, whatever it is. So now, let us start with this. One day Baba sends me out to a distant place. It's about 10-12 miles from where he was staying. And well, he said, go to that family and see that they reconcile, because they had fought, husband and wife had a little difference of opinion, and that burst out into a lot of vituperations and all that sort of thing, and they were not speaking with each other and all that sort of thing. They're Baba people. So Baba sends me out on an errand to bring about a reconciliation. And the injunction is that come back before there is sunset. So, yes, what's there? Going on a cycle, you see, 10 miles or 12 miles is nothing. So I can come back. I said, yeah, I'll come back. But see that there is a reconciliation. I said, I'll try my best, Baba, by your help. So I go there, and there is, when I broach the subject, there is again a flare-up, you see, and nobody wants to, each one wants to have his or her voice heard, you see. And I said, calm down, bring the others and tell them about Baba and this and that and many, many other things, you see. The day is passing by, and nothing seems to work out. And then I turn over and I said, please do this and do that. But late afternoon, I find that there is some ray of hope in bringing about reconciliation. And they have sat down to listen to what I am going to say. Baba's words and what Baba has told us and all that. And they are listening and all that. At last they calm down in the name of Baba, in the love of Baba, their hearts got together. And then in order to celebrate, I said, and I am all the time worried about what you call the time that is passing, sunset, and I need to have at least half an hour to ride back fast, you see. But then I know that it is getting late, it won't be possible, but what should I do? To put a seal on it, I said, well, let us celebrate it. Let's have dinner over here now, together. Knowing fully well that Baba had asked me to come back before sunset, and here now it is about to be sunset, and I am just sitting for... But having Baba behind my mind, that he has asked me to see that there is reconciliation. So I go there and sit down with them and make them chat and make them laugh and this and that, and brought hearts closer to them, and I feel happy about it. It all ended happily, in short, without any further rigmarole over it. Well, I leave the place. And you know what my mind says? Well, what a great thing I've done. So I'm cycling, you see, with great ego and pride, you see, what I've done and all that. It's fine that I did it. I did that, you see, and so on. I reached the place there where Baba was stopping. So as soon as I got down from the cycle, two Mandli people came, like dogs barking at me. My own people. I said, didn't Baba tell you? Most probably it must have been engineered by Baba. I knew it because of my life with him. Didn't Baba tell you to come back before sunset? Now what's the time now? It's past 8 o'clock in the night. He said, yeah, I got late. The Baba does not want to see your face. He says, he has told us to tell you that he does not want to see your face. Go and lick shit in the toilet there. So, well, I put down my cycle. I go to the Indian toilets that are there. You know, your Indian toilets were such that it had a pan there. You had to squat on it and pan there. And everything accumulates there, you see. It's a distance of about a foot and a half, you know. So I'm just there, and he says, lick the shit. So I have to lick the shit. So I just squat there and try to just put my finger there. In the meantime, somebody comes running to me and says, Baba wants you immediately. Leave everything and come immediately. So, because Baba is cross with me, so naturally the Mandliya has to also be cross with me. So they are ordering me, leave everything and come to him. I said, okay. So I go back. Baba is sitting on his bed there, look tired, and he says, what was my order to you? I said, come back before sunset. Is this sunset? It is past sunset. It's 8 o'clock in the evening. I have been thinking about you, waiting for you and all that. What has happened? Why did you come so late? You took my orders very lightly. And do you all want to know, when he says you took my orders very lightly, what was his gesture? You want to know that? But hope nobody is filming. Otherwise again it will go in the glories. So he would say that what you did was, you just took my orders like what you call, and clean the shit with the kerchief that I gave you, you see. So I said, Baba, it was not that. The thing is that you had emphasized that I should bring in reconciliation, so and this and that. I had to say my, because all that fervor, that greatness within me, that what I have done is so great and all that, just vanished, just crumpled, yeah. It never came to my mind that I did anything. Now I'm just throwing the whole burden on Baba, saying that, Baba, you said that there should be reconciliation in the family and they should come together and be happy and live happily and remember me and all that. So that's what took such a long time. So Baba said, then he just kept quiet and says, well, describe to me what happened. So I gave a long description, what had happened, they say, and this and so they were all got together. Now instead of fighting like that, they got together. That was the sign. Is it fighting? And this is the reconciliation. I said, yes, I'm happy. Come close to me. And then he embraced me. So humiliation and then embrace. And at the same time, his compassion is so great. His compassion was that my ego should not be inflated. That's why he had to enact all this drama. That's how it is. So that's from his side. Our side is this, that whenever we have to go, we have to fight our way. Baba is with us in physical form, and we have to see to his comfort, to his body and all that sort of thing. So that's how it is. So what comes to my mind now, one of the episodes is this. Yeah, we are on a long tour, and very long, and you may call it about 2 or 3 days of continuous going about places and all that. So Baba wanted to have a rest, total rest from his tours at a place. And so I said, he tells me that, well, now that we go to this big town, try to find a nice place, suitable place. We used to have during the British times called the rest houses, built by the British officers. So they would be available to the British, to the officers and first grade officers. So luckily for me, my father was a first grade officer. So I used to sign on his behalf, his family. in the register book, so that the manager who manages the whole show sees to it and says, yeah, so can I have a room kind of this? Says, the room is there on the top floor. There is no room here. I said, on the top floor there's no room here anywhere? No. There's only one room and you all are five people. He said, we don't mind, we'll sleep outside in the compound. We don't mind. But our elder brother is there. We always used to refer Baba as our elder brother. So he'll be, at least he'll feel comfortable. We are very tired. Thank you. We'll see. So we go there. I make arrangement for Baba's bed and this and that. Everything is being done. Supper is called. Baba is given the supper. Because they cook food there also. So I take the thing. Baba feels happy about it. Comfortable. And then he lies down. It's about 10 o'clock now in the night. And he lies down. And naturally, as usual, after all the journeys and all that, we have to sit outside to keep watch, guard. No sleep, mind you. There are other, but of course in turns they will be. He's not that so cruel, you see, but he would give us, what do you call these, little timings, you see. Say for 3 hours you do, 4 hours you do, 2 hours you do, like that. So my turn is the first turn. But I'm sitting outside, the rest of them are sleeping out in the compound there. So I go and sit out. Half an hour passes by, an hour passes by. We have not to make any noise, keep quiet, no stirring, nothing of the sort. The dogs can bark, the donkeys can break. The cannons can be fired outside. That doesn't disturb him. But if we do something like that, see that noise? So why do you do that? So that's why. Yeah. Oh, life with him. It's a pleasant life, no doubt. So then what happens is that after, say about 10:45 or 11 must be in the night, see, clap. So I open the door and get inside. He says, what's this noise? I can't rest, you know. There's a sort of a noise inside the room. I said, there's no noise. Nobody is here inside the room. No, but there is something that disturbs. So I stopped there. And yeah, I said, there's nothing, there's no noise, Baba. It's the humming of the ceiling fan that is in the room below. But if it goes on like that, Baba says, I won't be able to rest, and we have come here to rest and sleep and all that. So Baba goes on telling me, tell the person to stop the fan. Mind you, those people who occupy the place are big officers, big shots, you see, in the government. So he said, all right, I'll try my best. So I go down. I don't know what to do and what to do, how to say it and all that. So I knock at the door, no answer, I thump at it, and all of a sudden you see somebody inside is so furious, opens the door ajar, and says, what do you want? Who are you? I said, sir, pardon me for having disturbed you. I don't know what to tell you about it. But why? What's the matter? Why did you disturb me in the night from my sleep? He said, sir, I'll be really obliged. Will you please stop the fan that is working in your room? He said, what do you mean by that? Who are you to tell me that? I said, sir, I know it's summertime. You need to have fan. But you know my elder brother is really very, very sick. Very sick. And he has come over here after a long, long journey and he wants to have a rest. But that fan that is working, you know, creates a humming noise there on the floor. So what will I do? How can I sleep here in the night in summer months like that? What a demand it is. I said, I'm really sorry. I beg your pardon. I'll be really obliged, indebted to you, if you can help me in this, because I'll see to my elder brother's health also and all. So, but if I stop the fan, then how will I sleep? I said, sir, you know, we'll take your bed outside. Because in summer months, we usually also sleep outside also. Yeah, in the compound. And I'll make you comfortable, if you allow me to do that. So he stopped there and said, we'll take the bed outside and make me sleep there? I said, yes, sir. I'll be indebted to you. I'll remember you, and I'm still remembering him. So up to now I've been telling this. So that's how we got. I woke up our companions, you know, there were three others, and the four of us lifted the bed, put the stool there, jar of water there, everything that was there, mosquito curtain and all that. He says, sir, now you can come and sleep out and have a sound sleep and feel happy about it. And I'm grateful to you for this gesture, and I shall remember it. Okay. So he went out and slept. Are you comfortable, sir? Yeah. Hope your brother, elder brother, is comfortable there. So, well, he slept, and all the time, I'm just telling you the story, but that does not mean that it's done within 5 minutes. It took nearly an hour, you know, almost an hour. And Baba is sitting there. He says, what's the matter with you? I told you to get the fan shut there, and it took such a long time to come here, and I'm sitting all by myself. You see how it is. But Baba is there. He's our Lord. He has the whim, he has the pleasure, he can say anything. I said, Baba, it takes a long time, and what I did, I got the whole bed out there and made him sleep and all that. Okay, sit outside. Well, Baba has a good rest. My turn is changed. Somebody else is made to sit there, and I also rest and all that. In the morning, early as the morning, now just see the fun. Look at his compassion, how he works with us. In the morning, the officer must have gotten up, as usual, you see, at about 6:30 or so like that. And he was so curious as to who is the party that was so bold enough to make me shut the fan. Who is that? Who are these people? So later on I learned he was the executive engineer who was in charge of the whole area, including he has the voice over the bungalow, means allowing visitors to stay there. So he asked for the register, and the register mentioned about Ahmadnagar party there, Jassawala was the name, you know. M.S. Hirani, all the names are there. So he just kept quiet. He must have seen it. So, coincidence, as I am taking the tray of Baba's breakfast up there, I have to pass by his room. He said, by the way, did your elder brother sleep well? I said, thank you, sir. Really, he did have a good rest. I would like to see him. Is it possible for me to come now and see him? Oh God, the man who has obliged me with such things, and he wants to see Baba, which was a taboo, you see. Baba had ordered us not even to mention his name, and to make him see Baba would be I don't know what. So I didn't have the heart to say, no, you can't see him. I said, I'll try, because he's so weak and all that, and this. Give my excuses. And we had to speak every inch of our life, we had to speak white lies. Now don't record these things. So what happens is this, that I bring the breakfast and all that sort of thing. And then in the course of his having breakfast, I said, Baba, you know the man who stopped the fan last night and made you rest well? Because Baba expressed his happiness that he rested well. You know, the man met me while coming up the staircase, and he wants to see you. He said, yeah, call him inside. And it was a surprise for me. All of a sudden, others, he'll make a wry face, and he says, why did you not tell him, give an excuse and this and that? Immediately, he says, yeah, call him inside. I'm so surprised. And so I went and called him. I said, my elder brother would want to see you, and he's very thankful to you for all this that you have done. So I'm happy that he allowed me. So he goes up with me. And to my utter surprise, what do I see? He looks at him. Baba is sitting there, looks at him, says, you have come here? And he prostrates himself. He says, I have been wanting to see you for a long time. And what a coincidence. And Baba blessed him and all that. Says, now don't tell anybody that I come here. Go. So that is, these are the things, you see. But all this you can tide over these humiliations that come time and again, everything, any little way. But our ego comes into the picture, that's why we feel humiliated. Yeah. If the ego is not there, nothing is there. It's all common. What's there? To carry out his orders. What's there in that? But the sting of humiliation is there because of our ego. Otherwise there's nothing. So by his grace, we could tide over these things and all that. Many such coincidences are there like that. Life is full of all these things.